Hi, everyone. Whenever and wherever you are listening, welcome to Highland's Scattered Prayers. The creative love and presence of God, the redeeming grace and peace of Jesus Christ, the guiding truth and purpose of the Holy Spirit, all the blessings of the one who lives in triune fellowship, and the flourishing goodness of all who live in communion with the ruler and citizens of the kingdom of heaven abide with you all. My name is Jay Jansen. I'm the pastoral elder at Highland Community Church. It's good to be with you in this way. At various points in its pages, the Bible describes and depicts God as being three persons. For example, Genesis chapter 1 and John chapter 1 tell us that God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit together called forth creation into existence. In another intriguing story found in Genesis chapter 18, the Lord, appearing as three strangers, visits Abraham and Sarah and shares a meal with them. And Jesus himself talks about the Trinity. For instance, in John chapter 16, he says to his disciples, "All that the Father has is mine, and the Spirit will come and guide you into all truth." Then in Matthew chapter 28, Jesus tells his followers, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." While God is portrayed as three persons, there's also the clear sense that God is one. The Bible never bothers to explain how that actually works, most likely because we're unable to fully understand it anyways. After all, God is, well, God, and we're human. But trying to understand the Trinity misses the point. The claim that all three persons of God exist together in loving community draws our attention to a fundamental feature of God. God has always been personal and relational. Furthermore, even as the three are one and are united in holy love, so we are called to be the image of God by loving one another in Christian community. In sum, the Trinity is not an idea to be grasped, but a mystery to be experienced and a relationship to be entered into. With that in mind, I invite you to participate in the Trinity. As we hear this next song, I encourage you to light a candle as a reminder that God's love shines upon you all our days and nights, as a sign that you wish to live in the light of Jesus, and an indicator that you are open to the illumination of the Spirit in the moments to come. If you're with children, maybe let one of them do the honors.
Holy communion, three in one.
Let's give ourselves to the presence of the Holy Three in One by praying the following words together. Most wonderful God, forever beyond our grasp, yet by love always within our reach, we approach you with confidence. Most wonderful Christ, forever ahead of us in wisdom and love, yet by love always beside us, we approach you with eagerness. Most wonderful Spirit, forever larger than the whole universe, yet by love living in our hearts, we approach you with delight and joy. From delusion to truth and into your righteous way, lead us, Father God. From darkness to light and into your gracious will, lead us, Savior Christ. From death to immortality and into your joyful presence, lead us, powerful Spirit. Triune God, Savior and strength of us all, it is you we worship and adore. Enable our worship to rise far higher than our intellect, and let our love to go much deeper than our feelings. To your praise and glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God to be ever loved, adored, and served. Amen.
God has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son God loves so much, the Son who forgives us and sets us free from the sins we were doomed to keep repeating. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, everything in heaven and on earth, everything visible and invisible, including all forces and powers and rulers and authorities. Everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him. He was there before any of it came into existence and holds it all together right up to this moment. And when it comes to the church, he organizes and holds it together, like a head does a body. The Son is the very beginning. He is the first to be resurrected from death, and he alone is supreme in the end. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to bring back to God all the broken and dislocated pieces of the universe, properly fixing and fitting them together through the blood shed on the cross. You yourselves are a case study. Once you were alienated from God, hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, but now, by giving himself completely at the cross, actually dying for you, God made peace with you. Christ brought you over to God's side and put your lives together, whole and holy, in his presence. Word of God, word of life.
We are invited to dwell in the presence of the Holy Three in One. Let's confess our fears, our faults, our infidelities to the Creator, Redeemer, and Advocate, who look to make all things new by praying the following words together. Heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, who art everywhere present and fillest all things, Treasury of good things and Giver of life, come and abide in us, and cleanse us from every sin, and save our souls, O good one. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. In the silence that follows, pause your playback device. What does the Spirit stir in your heart and soul? As you quietly place before God those things that your attention is drawn to, listen for what God wants to say to or do for you. Brothers and sisters, hear these good words from the Apostle John and read by Seth.
Jesus breathed these words on his friends and followers. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Go forth refreshed and renewed. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one, who was and is to come. All praise and honor and glory and power, oh, praise His name forever. Who is the one to whom you belong, who in your weakness has made you strong, who fills your heart with joyful song? It is the Lord your God. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one, who was and is to come. All praise and honor and glory and power, oh, praise His name forever. And who is the one whom with you will be, from highest mountain to darkest valley? Who is the one whom in you dwells? It is the Lord your God. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one, who was and is to come. All praise and honor and glory and power, oh, praise His name forever. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one, who was and is to come. All praise and honor and glory and power, all praise His name forever.
Sometime in the early 1400s, Andrei Rublev painted an icon of the Trinity, which is pictured on the first page of the liturgy that accompanies this recording. Three figures are seated around a table. God the Father, on the left, is looking at the other two figures, who have their heads tilted and eyes turned toward the Father with great attention. The Father's hand points to the middle figure, whose hand is pointing to the figure seated on the right. It's as if each person is willing to submit to the other. The Father appears to be wearing all the colors in a kind of fabric that changes with the light. It seems transparent, something that can't be described or confined in words, which, when you think about it, is how it should be. No one has seen the Father, but the vision of God fills the universe. Jesus the Son, seated in the middle, wears clothing with the deepest colors, a thick, heavy garment of an earthy reddish brown, and a cloak the blue of heaven. In him, heaven and earth are united. The two natures of divinity and humanity are present in him. Over his right shoulder is a band of gold because, as the Prince of Peace, the government shall be upon his shoulder. If you look carefully, you'll see that the wings of the Father and the Son interlap, indicating that Jesus is, as Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 puts it, the image of the invisible God. Seated on the right is the Holy Spirit, the one through whom all things were created, as Colossians 1 verse 16 notes. It's for that reason that the figure on the right wears a garment of the clear blue sky, wrapped over with a robe of a fragile green. The Spirit of creation moves in sky and water. All things owe their freshness to the Spirit's ever-present breath. As you let your eyes move upwards, in the top right corner is a hill. The Spirit guides us up the hill of prayer. It may be steep and rocky, but God goes before us along the path. The path leads to Jesus and to a tree which spreads its shade. Under the tree, close to Jesus, is a place of security and peace, a place where we begin to find out the possibilities of who we are called to be. The tree is on the way to the house of the Father, which can be seen in the top left corner of the icon. The house of God is the goal of our journey. It is the beginning and end of our lives. Its roof is golden. Its door is always open for the traveler. It has a tower, and its window is always open so that the Father can scan the roads for a glimpse of God's returning children. Perhaps the most remarkable aspect of the icon is that it opens up towards the viewer. As you and I gaze at the picture, we find ourselves welcomed at the table in the presence of God. As Colossians chapter 1 verses 13 and 21 to 22 describe it, through God's sacrifice on the cross, we have been reconciled and placed holy and whole before God. As a result, you and I are privy to the conversation. It's as if the hands of God beckon us to place our laughter and laments on the altar, and it's as if the heads of the Holy Three-in-One are inclined to listen to our praises and our problems. In the process of welcoming strangers such as ourselves, the triune God encourages us to offer the same hospitality to our neighbors and our enemies. With all of that before us, I invite you to take the next few moments to set yourself in the Holy Presence and give whatever might be stirring in your heart and mind to the triune God. You may wish to use the following short and simple encircling prayer to make your offerings. It can be used as a praise or a petition. For example, you might say, God enfolding me, Christ before me, Spirit within me. Or, God enfolding Ukraine, Christ before Ukraine, Spirit within Ukraine. As you offer up those things to God, you may wish to draw a circle around yourself in your imagination or with your index finger. Pause your playback device now and spend some time with the Holy Three-in-One. Let's leave everything that's been spoken or gone unsaid with God by singing the following prayer together.
Even so, Lord Jesus, come, O divine and glorious Son. Though we live as your body here on earth, even so, Lord Jesus, come. Gracious Father,
Thanks for praying with me and the rest of the Scattered Highland community. I'm grateful for permission to play the recordings of Sandra McCracken, Glenn Kaiser, Steve Bell, and Liturgical Folk. You can purchase their songs and albums on Sensible websites. Here's one reminder before we go. Meeting together in person is ideal, so if you happen to be in the neighborhood on a Sunday morning, please join us at Highland for worship. We'd love to be with you in that way. And now, receive this blessing. Go in the knowledge that you live and move and have your being in the eternal presence of the Holy Three in One. And may the hand of God rest upon you, the footsteps of Jesus guide you, the wisdom of the Spirit empower you, the company of heaven be your joy, and the peace of your neighbor be your work, so that God's kingdom makes its home complete in you, and all may belong completely at home in God. Amen.
I bind unto myself today the gift to call on the Trinity, the saving faith, where I can say, come three in one, oh one in three. Be above me as high as the noonday sun. Be below me the rock I set my feet upon. Be beside me the wind on my left and right. Be behind me or circle me with your truth and light. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. I bind unto myself today the love of angels and seraphim, the prayers and prophecies of saints, the words and deeds of righteous men. Be above me as high as the noonday sun. Be below me the rock I set my feet upon. Be beside me the wind on my left and right. Be behind me or circle me with your truth and light. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da da. God's hand to guide me, God's might to uphold me, God's shield to hide me, against all powers deceiving, against my own unbelieving, whether near or far. I bind unto myself today the hope to rise from the dust of earth, the songs of nature giving praise to Father, Spirit, living Word. Be above me as high as the noonday sun. Be below me the rock I set my feet upon. Be beside be the wind on my left and right. Be behind me or circle me with your truth and light. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. today, the gift to call on the Trinity.